This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. There you are. There you are. And here I am. We've decided in this new continuum of time to make available to this space-time quandary of reality an idea of, what did we decide to title this video? Quantum Healing. The idea that you would entertain within your own conceptual self this Course in Miracles, or mind if I put this down? I loaded myself up with all kinds of things that I intended to say to you in regard to the certainty that has occurred in this miracle procedure of the conversion of the energy form of light that previously constituted your relationship with this world. The idea that you are going to entertain within your own mind the certainty of the procedure that I am presenting you with is an indication that you have evolved and continue to evolve. Let's use the term instantaneous communication. say that to me. Yes. In the Course in Miracles, Jesus, the Savior of this world, if you'll allow him to be, and certainly my Savior, in my realization of his capacity of quantum healing, could show me that contained in any relationship I had in my conceptual mind could share with you in your objective association of space-time, an instant of communication, which we would call healing. There it is, right there. Now, the particulars of this new continuum of time will represent procedures of conversion of the particle thought form associations of your mind into realizations of light communication, if you'll let them. What we're looking at fundamentally is the idea. Let's try it this way. Say to me, power of mind. Power of conceptual idea. Do you see this with me? I'm going to try it in a procedure of direct contact with you, if you'll allow it to be. The idea of quantum is the certainty that at any instant in space-time, the particle or mass association of the universe does not exist. This is the fundamental idea that the human condition in its objective association with itself depends on projected wave ideas of light that represent objective associations based on location. I'll go past it in a minute, but what I wanted you to see with me is that if I'm going to offer you the healings of my Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to offer you, as he so, with a great deal of proclivity in declaration of the solution available to you, demonstrates in the New Testament. I may read you a little bit about your own newfound ability to recognize how very fundamental the teachings of an illuminate mind would be to you in the recognition of a communication that's occurring in this space and time. There's a little digression there, but let's come back to it just for a moment. There's no question if you're going to accept fundamentally what I'm offering you, you're going to have to accept it when? Here and now? Did you say here and now? The entire teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, when they questioned him concerning his capacity to heal the sick and indeed raise the dead, he says to it, I'm performing it within our relationship. I'm not performing it somewhere else. I'm not performing it out in the universe. I am showing you a capacity to communicate instantly in the conversion of the demonstration of, say to me, singular mind. Singular mind. Okay? So under the auspices of the mind training, we are presenting to you, and I'm doing it perhaps in a dramatic fashion at this moment, because we have discovered in this new continuum of time a direct communication that would assure us that the previous reflections of our objective identity, which we call our brother or our neighbor, only represented the particleization or mass or density or slow time or dark form that were contained within our own conceptual idea about ourselves. I want to express to you what's actually occurring with you now in this quantum healing video. If we stayed out of the religious vernacular and or allowed religion to be a folding back on yourself, the idea of healing is nothing but the recognition of the insightful reality that's in fact contained within you. All right? All of the universe, everything that can ever occur in time, everything that can ever happen in all of space-time, is happening within your insightful relationship with yourself, if you'll allow it to be. The particulars of the offering of healing that you are experiencing now with me will obviously never leave you, because they represent a reassociation of the objective form of ideas that you have about yourself. And they're occurring when? Now? There. Now, the purpose of a quantum healing video would be to demonstrate to you at this moment, you might as well look at it with me. I know that there's an objection to the power of mind to heal. Okay? The entire idea that the universe is mind and that it's within the power of your mind to express your certainty of a simultaneous connection with an instant when the idea of separation occurred in your mind. Okay? We call this a holy instant in the Course in Miracles because it's an indication of your acceptance of a link with eternal reality that has actually never left you. And that's what this expression is now. Shall we practice? Say to me, minds communicate. Yeah. Your mind, which represents either your determination to remain separate within this slow time or a sudden illuminate realization of yourself, is a correspondence that we are attempting to establish between us at this time. Do you see that? You've accepted fundamentally from me the idea that time is not sequential. Say to me, the continuity of time is not sequential. Say that. Yeah, continuity being the particulars of the demonstration of the drama going on within your own mind in relationship to what you think you are as a body. All I'm showing you in a quantum instant, that if you objectify an association within your own correspondence, you will represent what is already over and gone in the sequentiality of time. Okay? This is the reminder for you conceptual minds who are beginning to have an experience that all around you is the entirety of the love of God through the forgiveness of the defense of your objective correspondence. One paragraph from chapter 13 of the text of A Course in Miracles that talks about time. Listen. Finding the present, which is right now, listen. To perceive truly is to be aware of all reality through the awareness of your own. But for this, no illusion can rise to meet your sight. Why? Reality leaves no room for any error. This means that you perceive a brother only as you see him now. His past has no reality in the present, so you cannot see it. Your past reactions to him are also not there, and if it is to them that you react, you see but an image of him that you make and cherish instead of him. In your questioning of illusions, ask yourself if it's really sane to perceive what was as now. If you remember the past as you look upon it, You will look upon your brother in that regard, and you will be unable to perceive the reality that is now. Can you see this with me? If we're in an objective association with each other, even at the speed of light, our correspondence is always going to be over and gone. Can you see that? Here, I'm looking at you and offering you an instant of communication when the objective reality that's all around you will collapse in on you and you'll go, oh, that's called quantum healing. Okay? Listen to what it says. You consider it natural to use your past experience as the reference point from which to judge the present. Yet this is unnatural because it's delusional. When you have learned to look on everyone with no reference at all to the past, either his or yours as you perceive it, you will be able to learn from what you see now. Why? The past can cast no shadow to darken the present unless you are what? Afraid of the light that's going to be available to you at this instant. Let's look at it together for a minute. Here's the energy of love that I'm offering you through my determination that you accept from me my certainty that you're whole and perfect at this moment. My certainty that at this moment, in your own mind, you can represent the entirety of everything that there is in the universe based on the admission that you come from a totality of compact association of light that previously defined your location in space-time and cannot now be located because nothing can be actually located separately from what everything is within your own mind. Okay? What you might have had with me, perhaps, at that moment is an experience of now. What you might have had with me is an idea, okay, that objective reality, the Newtonian physics of relationships of form that constitute limited light energy are no longer attractive to you because of the inevitability of my certainty, of your capacity to heal, bring together what was previously separate in your own objective association of your mind, if you'll accept fundamentally from me my certainty that you are the cause of your own objective reality. Okay? Let's try. Say to me, I am the cause of this world. Yeah. Yeah. You're the cause of it. Nothing outside of me can really affect me in any regard to my objective relationship, very simply because I am the cause of it within my own mind. I am being offered from an object contained within my own conceptual association an instant of a complete alternative within the ratio of the fracturedism of particleization of light, which we describe as mass. Okay? And let's go to the quantum idea for just a moment. This is the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. It's very possible for you to approach within an association of the speed of light, okay, demonstrated by the conversion of mass, the idea of a single location outside of yourself. But it should be obvious to you and has been proven in particle physics ideas that the moment that you see it entirely in its correspondence, it is no longer there. And the reason that I'm offering you of that certainty is simply that when you see it in its entirety, in its whole objective association, it disappears. Not that it disappears into nothing, but that it disappears into everything. The offering I'm giving you now in the healing of your body is nothing but a continuing reassociation of the particle identity that you have given yourself in the correspondence of your illusion of objective reality. I'm here now offering you in, let's use the term savior again, saviorship, healing, enlightenment, instantaneous communication, the idea that we share a single mind, and that's the mind of God. We're going to be reading to you within the confines of the dark form that still represents you, fundamental ideas of singularity. They state very simply that at any instant, conflict is impossible. They remind you in an instant of the revealing, of the sharing, of the love of God, that at no single moment can you suffer from the consequences of your conceptual mind, because the consequences are gone. And if the consequences that you brought with you when you began to view this video of the idea of instantaneous communication are gone, why would you be concerned about them? Now, the idea that you have located yourself in space-time and require a definition of the procedure for which you can come to know, using the power of a single mind, the totality of who you are, is the nature of the healing procedure. I hope you'll stay with me long enough so that I could perhaps connect with you the vernacular of science, which is the represents the particulars of reasonable correspondence of consciousness identity with the religious vernacular that teaches we have one Father. How you define God could not possibly concern me, because the certainty of my representation to you through the saviorship of Jesus Christ is that God and you are one. Now, the particulars by which I will define that to you in the idea of this Course in Miracles will be the possibility of instantaneous communication, or the idea that you can actually, what, heal the sick and raise the dead, because the causation for the objective association of the conflict that you're feeling in your own mind is being caused only by you. Is this true? Yeah? See it? The consciousness association that is representing your idea about yourself at no single moment exists at all. The particulars of the Course in Miracles, and I hope this will be the time and place when you decide to avail yourself of this teaching, will, from the very first lesson in the mind training, say to you only that your objective association with yourself is not real. It's not concerned about the manner in which you would come to know the unreality of your objective illusion, except that each moment you understand through the message of Jesus that it's available to you. And those of you who are going to turn off this video now because I might afford you ideas of what Jesus actually says in the New Testament in regard to his certainty that God, the light, the power of the universe, is represented in human relationships. Say to me, God is in human relationship. Yeah. God is in your relationships with the correspondence of your own mind. Remember the little book that we were demonstrating to the world on our videos? Here's all about God and how to find him. And these are lessons 41 through 50 in the workbook of A Course in Miracles that will show us, if we just began with a fundamental lesson, the power of God goes with us wherever we go, because that power is available to us at this instant. The reminder of the New Testament, the idea that God abides with us at this moment, okay, expressed in a testament of singularity, represents the teachings of Jesus Christ. Ask me if Jesus, what I learned in my own illumination through this Course in Miracles, is a quantum healer. Ask me that. Was Jesus a quantum healer? Not only was he a quantum healer, he is a quantum healer. The instantaneous communication that we have found in our own mind represent the wholeness of us, not only in the correspondence of our temporal or time identity, but our space reference in a relative association of the perfection of a singular creative reality. That was a moment of quantum healing. The difficulty that's expressed in objective healing is nothing but the separation of the idea of sickness, which is what you are, and the idea of healing being outside of you. Now, if the idea of being well or the remedy for yourself is outside of you, objectively, by the time you bring it into correspondence with your sickness, it's already over. Will you look at this with me for a moment? This is the science of the power of the mind to heal. The idea that the remedy describes the sickness is certainly true within your own relationship with yourself. And it will define it in its entirety in the idea of what you believe that the sickness is. So you find the remedy within your own mind, but what? It's always over. So you remember it within your own correspondence. You project it from yourself and live within the continuing illusion of the idea that you are a body and that you could be sick. That was probably the fastest 30 minutes that we have ever experienced in this idea of A Course in Miracles, the idea that you can be healed. And the reason it went so fast is that time is not actually passing. And if you're watching this video, it's suddenly going to occur to you that a lot more time has actually passed than you imagined. And we're going to come back in just a minute and demonstrate to you the instantaneous communication that is possible within this relationship. Say to me, God goes with me wherever I go. Why? Because God is the mind with which I think. So that what? We can say together, God bless us, everyone, at this time and in this place. I'll be right back. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're back with each other now, aren't we? And we're having a quantum experience of the instantaneousness of communication. The teachings of the miracle procedure of A Course in Miracles are brought about by a continuing necessity for a meditative idea within your own mind that available each moment to you is a complete alternative so that you can what? Be out in your objective world. Let's look at it together. You can be out in your objective world participating in left brain ideas of conceptual admission of memory patterns, and at the same time have established a quantum link that cannot leave you because it's the only thing in the universe that really doesn't leave you. Can you see that? Let's have a moment of quiet, okay? And perhaps look at one of the meditations that's offered you in this little book all about God. Listen. Before the light you will receive today, the world will fade until it disappears, and you will see another world arise you have no words to picture. Now what? Now we walk directly into light. Close your eyes upon the world you see, and in the silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light one by one, until where one begins, another ends, loses all meaning as they blend in one. The lights of heaven bend to you. Did you see what just occurred in this idea of quantum healing? Available to you in that moment of the illumination of your mind was the entirety of heaven. Remember the fundamental teachings of Jesus when he said to you, quantum healers, that what you bind in your conceptual form, space association, will be bound in heaven, because heaven will become a reflection of your determination to represent yourself separately. Your science mind, accepting the idea of instantaneous communication, has a great deal of appeal to me. Because as I look at you as a human being, okay, I am aware that all of the ideas that you have are images, okay, of your own conceptual self with variations of solutions that you want to find within the harmony that you seek. That's a definition of an angel, if you'd like to look at it with me. An angel, objectively, is nothing but a solution to a momentary problem that you express within your own conceptual association. The idea of quantum healing is the idea, in that particular, that if ideas do not leave their source, say that to me, ideas leave not their source. So, through you, as a human conceptual mind, have ideas about sharing joy and happiness within your own mind that in a particular sense are angelic. Since an angelic idea in your mind, which is what healing really is, has absolutely no concern about your sickness, because it represents the instant where in the problem you recognize the solution, because it was always available in your mind unless you separated the idea of the disease and the remedy. So the offering that you just heard me give you in the enlightenment of your mind, okay, and let's conclude the meditation now by listening to the certainty that conceptually the angels are around you. Look. Close your eyes upon the world you see, and in the silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light one by one, until where one begins, another ends, loses all meaning as they blend in one. The lights of heaven bend to you. Angels light the way so that all darkness vanishes, and you're standing in a light so bright and clear that you can understand all things that you see. Look at this. It doesn't say that you're going to see objective associations. It says that in the light you can understand. It says that in the light you have searched for conceptual consciousnesses, association within your mind, and that the offering of instant communication is a reasoning process contained within the species. What was that sentence we just read? You can see all things because they make sense to you in your new correspondence. Let's complete it. A tiny moment of surprise, perhaps, will make you pause before you realize that the world you see before you in the light reflects the truth that you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away in dreams. So, what are we going to look at together now? We're going to look at the idea that quantum communication will lead you within your own mind to the point where the schism occurred in space-time. Let's look at it together. If you can see with me, this from our Savior Jesus, okay, that sin, as defined in the New Testament, is in Aramaic, we share this, is quantum, or the idea that you're off the mark. Most of you may not be aware that in Aramaic, sin is it's an archery expression, that somehow each time that you get a reflection of the association of light, say to me, it just misses. Say that to me. It just misses. The idea of separation or the schism of the light form in your association with creative reality is nothing but the idea that you've been just misplaced for a moment. The offering of a recentering based on a variant vibration of light form, which is expressed in quantum healing, in a literal sense, cause an entire reassociation of your body form. I don't expect you to understand that because it's not understandable within the conceptual association. How could it be if your definition of your association in space-time is based on that moment of separation? The important thing for you to remember with me is that that moment of separation lasted just for an instant within your mind to immediately be entirely replaced by the creative reality that you are. Say to me, time lasted but a moment in my mind. Yes, time is lasting but a moment in your mind right now. The problem that you may have with the idea of lasting is that if you sequence it within the own arrangement of yourself in correspondence with what you think you are within your consciousness relationship of separation, it will be impossible for you to see the entirety of the moment of the schism because you have separated yourself from it. In the idea of quantum healing, the particulars of the certainty that anywhere in space-time will either represent the entirety of you or no part of you at all is what this fundamental teaching is. The idea that it's possible for you at this time to undergo an experience of wholeness and love and forgiveness that will, what does Jesus say, heal the sick and raise the dead is the offering that I'm giving you. Let's go for a minute to the science mode, the idea of science of mind, in the particulars of the relationship of dark form. Okay, this will be the idea that Jesus represents to you in the New Testament. I'm going to show it to you first in a picture, okay, of a demonstration of conversion of the idea of quantum reality, the conversion of particle to light form or wave. Let's look at it together. The title of this little graphic is The Greatest Story Ever Told, being told exactly at this moment. Okay, see, here's singular universal mind. Here's the schism, what Jesus calls sin. The schism is the non-existent occurrence of objective reality, producing an apparent separation of cause and effect. The apparent distance between cause and effect establishes a holographic self-identity projected as space and time. Look, what is the world except a little gap perceived to tear eternity apart and break it into days and months and years? Can there be a gap in what is infinite? A place where time can interrupt eternity? Yet separation is but empty space, enclosing nothing, doing nothing, and as unsubstantial as the empty place between the ripples that a ship has made in passing by. I'm back for just a moment to show you the variance by which you operate in the procedure of the rejection of healing. If the objective association of the entirety of cause and effect is contained within any single moment, the objection to it must occur somewhere in the distance between the instant of conversion and the one that you identify yourself as. Say to me, one in time has no meaning. Yes. The idea that there is a floor that you depend on in your objective association within the expanding universe to keep yourself from the entirety of a moment of association of conversion is why you're here. Now, let's look at the next picture just for a moment and see what it shows. Here's the condition of you in your own relationship. Your holographic identity acts as a prism which refracts the source resonance into an illusionary spectrum of divided location. Say to me, false bottom. Yeah, can you see it? Okay. These locations are self-contained reciprocal exchanges. Your limited universe is the potential of these infinite locations projected on the false bottom. All location is limited to time and the laws which govern time. Your quantum connection to eternity via the source resonance, however, is constant and unlimited and is occurring at a rate faster than the speed of light. Take a look with me now at this graphic. See the great rays or the energy of the light of creative mind that's descending on you? Now, here's the source resonance. Here, you can see it right there. And below that is all of space-time in a location that demonstrates the false bottom. See down below? See what it says? Past objective reality, chaos, fear, thought forms, whole cities, futures rising up within the illusion of your mind. You share confusion and you are confused, for in the gap of the distance between the occurrence, no stable self exists. Could you see that with me? Huh? Did you see the idea that we're offering you? That the bottom that you're holding, and most of you have had experiences of falling into that bottom where you felt the fear of the collapse of the universe. All I'm showing you is that below the bottom of fear is a reality of a perfect continuity of time. Let's look at the graphic again and we'll complete this idea of dimensionalness in association with the entirety of reality. Look. In the fourth dimensional geometry of space-time, we see things at a distance only by seeing them in the past. Here's the formula for that. Look at it. S is separation of perceiver and the perceived. X is the distance and T is the time between them. Listen, you conceived a little gap between illusions and the truth to be a place where all your safety lies and where yourself is safely hidden by what you have made. Here is a world established that is sick, and this is the world that the body's eyes perceive. I'm back with you now just for a moment so that you can look at the particulars of your own self-identity, and just for this objective moment, look at me as an image contained within your own mind. Can you see that? I am representing an identity of you. The fundamental teaching of the conversion of the illusion of the idea of space-time, the idea of separation, is nothing but the express certainty that you are the cause of this. Okay? And that if I offer back to you from my fracturedism, my certainty that you represent a limitation of objective association within my mind, I will establish an objective space-time that has no reality. Direct communication, the idea of an instant of reality based on the power of our minds, is very fearful to you. Why? It'll be a loss of your false bottom. The offering that I'm giving you in quantum healing is to allow you to collapse under the pressure of gravity, under the pressure of the idea of the implosion into a converting reality that will show you instantly what? The conversion of your body form. That's how miracle healing works. Do you see that? That was an occurrence of quantum healing, wasn't it? Now, let's admit, okay, that you as a self-identity have given me a self-identity. What do you call me? Whatever, master teacher? Master teacher of what? I cannot be more or less than you allow me to be within your own mind. I am very certain that your objective associations within your human correspondence are totally meaningless because, say to me, they're non-communicative. Newtonian physics, the idea of objective association is totally non-communicative. It would have to be because it's a reflection of the idea of objective association within time. Eternity, time in eternity is a continuing expansion of simultaneous communication. Let's take a look at one more graphic that describes to you the idea of the quantum healing that's occurring now. Look. With the quantum re-identification of time to eternity, cause and effect are reunited. See that? Your release is a state where exchange is replaced by dimensionless extension. Your limited universe of potential is used up and transformed to an entirety of kinetic eternity. It will include all of you and all of your located self-relationships. Why? The false bottom dissolves and what? You spring into light. Listen. The world is full of miracles. They stand in shining silence next to every dream of pain and suffering and of sin and guilt that you're experiencing. Here we go. Beginning here, salvation will proceed to change the course of every step in the descent to separation, with all the steps retraced, the latter gone, and all the dreaming of the world undone. What an exciting prospect that you allowed me to describe the teachings of a whole mind, a Christ mind, my mind, your mind, in the recognition of the entirety of what we are in any space-time location. Can you see that? If at no single moment your body exists at all, the particleization of it will no longer appeal to you. You'll see at that instant that you actually can't be located at all. Huh? Take a look at this. Each day and every minute in each day and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the schism when the time of terror took the place of love. The instant of the schism was immediately returned to universal mind. Listen, space-time is an invention of your mind and can release as well as in present. Past, present, and future are not continuous unless you force continuity on them. You would destroy time's continuity by breaking it into past, present, and future for your own purpose. Listen, without a cause, there can be no effects. And yet without effects, there is no cause. The cause of cause is made by its effects. The Father is a father by his Son. Effects do not create their cause, but they do establish its causation. Listen. The circle of creation has no end. Its starting and its ending are the same, but in itself, it holds the universe of all creation without beginning and without an end. We're going to have to leave you. What an exciting prospect that you've been able to accept the fundamental teachings of the Saviorship of Jesus Christ. What we just demonstrated to you, hopefully, is the idea that the power of God represented by His Son, and I'm going to use the idea of sonship as the idea of a totality of a creative source creating, can be recognized, and that, in fact, as Jesus would remind you, okay, without you, there is no God in its entirety. That is, the idea that the effects of a causation identify the cause, but only in its entirety. Now, the circle of atonement that's offered to you in the New Testament of Jesus, and we're going to do one other video that will correspond to the religious vernacular of the offering of quantum healing. And we'll come back and perhaps read just a little bit from John so you can see Jesus of Nazareth as a quantum healer going on here at this time and in this place. Thank you for the recognition of the non-compromise of my certainty that you'll either be stuck in space-time or you'll have a quantum realization where in an instant this world will disappear in its entirety. Remember that God is the mind with which you think, and that God is going with us now within the expansion of this atonement association, and that the light of forgiveness has come upon us in its entirety. So we can say together what? God bless us, everyone.